From the taxi to the house, she saw the door had already been opened by Mrs. Smiling's butler, Sneller, who was looking down upon her with dim approval. He was, she reflected, almost rudely like a tortoise, and she was glad her friend kept none as pets, or they might have suspected mockery. Mrs. Smiling was a small Irish woman of 26 years, with a fair complexion, large grey eyes, and a little crooked nose. She had two interests in life. One was the imposing of reason and moderation into the bosoms of some 15 gentlemen of birth and fortune who were madly in love with her, and who had flown to such remote places as Donsonglu Lake Moolaba Moolaba because of her refusal to marry them. She wrote to them all once a week, and they, as her friends knew to their cost, for she was ever reading aloud long boring bits from their letters, wrote to her. These gentlemen, because of the hard work they did in savage foreign parts, and of their devotion to Mrs. Smiling, were known collectively as Mary's Pioneers, O, a quotation from the spirited poem by Walt Whitman. Mrs. Smiling's second interest was her collection of braziers, and her search for a perfect one. She was reputed to have the largest and finest collection of these garments in the world. It was hoped that on her death it would be left to the nation.